pent-up demand. Same with those events here. You know, like I said, some of these events have half full of visitors. So, you know, people are looking to, you know, get away from their houses, get out to Las Vegas. You know, why not with all the stuff going on out here?
I'm curious what a new governor will mean, a new Republican governor will mean. Do you get a sense there's going to be any major changes in our state over the course of the next 12 months?
You know, I'm not sure anything majorly. You know, once they get in, there'll be some things that they're going to change up, you know, from the previous administration. It happens all, you know, every time it happens when they go from Democratic to Republican. But, you know, with Las Vegas set up as it is right now, and, you know, it's just the booming economy they have going on. You know, I'm not sure how much you want to change going on that. Obviously, we don't have much in the way of any kind of COVID restrictions left over anything like that. And that was the major issue between the two sides there. So, you know, that's already gone. And I'm sure there'll be some small tweaks here and there as far as Lombardo's plan. Yet to be seen, you know, what that might be. But I'm sure, you know, obviously early on in 2023, we'll, you know, hear what that's going to be. But you know, I wouldn't expect anything too major, you know, to go down here.
And by the way, in our final couple of minutes, you know, the Oakland A's situation that we talked about earlier, do you get a sense of the timetable, the tick-tock on when something might happen?
Yeah, like they keep saying, you know, it's going to be this year, it's going to be this year. You got Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball commissioner, saying, hey, you guys are running out of time. He's been saying that for over a year. So now he's like, hey, we got to get something done here. The ball has to get moving. So I would assume sometime in 2023, because the A's lease at the Coliseum in Oakland runs out in 2024. Definitely they need to have some kind of plan in place before that. They'll have to figure out a temporary home. Obviously, they've already said, hey, Las Vegas ballpark where the Aviators play, that could be one place where we can play temporarily while stadium gets built, even if it's not in Vegas, if it's in Oakland. You know, if they're going to keep moving, you know, and then if Vegas doesn't give them the kind of deal they want as far as public money-wise, other cities can come into fray here. So it's not just a done deal if it's Vegas or Oakland. You know, they mentioned, hey, some other cities may come in here, you know, if Vegas doesn't. You know, kind of pull the trigger and get the team out here.
I get a sense you are bullish on Vegas over the course of the next 12 months. That 2023 is going to be even better than 2022. Is that a good reading?
Yeah, you know, it's looking like it. Obviously, we got some kind of people are hitting a recession. You know, I got to keep an eye on that. But you know, right now the indicators in Vegas, you know, especially with all the major events, F1 especially, you know, it seems like it's going to continue rolling there.
And when you say a billion, you mean a billion-dollar weekend, right? I mean, this thing
yeah,
is big.
That's what they're saying. You know, the revenue driven over those few days is supposed to be a billion-dollar weekend, similar to what the Super Bowl is supposed to bring. So, you know, obviously the race is signed up for at least 3 years starting in 2023. They want to make it a long-term thing. So that could be, you know, an annual billion-dollar weekend here in Las Vegas, you know, for the, you know, not just right now, but way into the future.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And you're going to be covering it all for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Mick Akers, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Hope you have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you in 2023.
You as well. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Mick Akers, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I share his optimism. I really honestly do. I think this is an opportunity that this community has not seen before. It's always been out there, but it's been off in the distance. Now we have all these events that are right on top of us. And by the way, the Super Bowl is not that far away either. So we've got stuff going on right now that's going to be very, very exciting. One of the things we're going to do coming up top of the hour, Niger Innes, we're going to see how optimistic he is. He is a civil rights leader, a conservative activist, and a national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. Also, Wayne Allen Root will join us at 1:30. Just after 2 o'clock, Tommy White, who, by the way, announced on this show a week or so ago that he is going to be announcing for mayor of Las Vegas. A labor union leader is going to run for mayor. We'll talk about that, but we'll also talk about his union and the plans for 2023. It's got to be exciting. You got all this construction going on. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ MCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We got the traffic cams up and running, and the first thing I notice is a little bit of mist in the air. Watch for some slick roadways out there with a little bit of rain. And a little bit of congestion there in a couple of areas on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at St. Rose, 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. We're seeing congestion in both of those areas. A couple of new incidents since we last spoke. Southbound Jones at Desert End, southbound Decatur, that's at Raven. Crews are cleaning up an earlier crash, that's northbound Nellis at Bonanza. And do expect some heavy volumes there on Interstate 15 southbound, beginning around Flamingo.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. Monday Night Football, the Chargers beat the Colts 20-3. Los Angeles clinching their first playoff berth since 2018. Austin Eckler scored on a pair of one-yard runs. Justin Herbert threw for 235 yards, while kicker Cameron Dicker made two short field goals, helping the Chargers win their third straight after getting the help they needed this weekend from Las Vegas, Miami, New England, and the Jets to clinch a playoff spot. It was the first time the Chargers have won on the road on a Monday night in more than a decade. Meanwhile, Indianapolis dropped their fifth straight under interim coach Jeff Saturday. College football Monday in the Quick Lane Bowl, New Mexico State beat Bowling Green 24-19. Today, Camellia Bowl, Georgia Southern against Buffalo. First Responder Bowl, Memphis versus Utah State. In the Birmingham Bowl, East Carolina faces Coastal Carolina. Guaranteed Rate Bowl, it's Wisconsin against Oklahoma State. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
I didn't think it was possible to meet someone like Susan. We just clicked after realizing we each have a strong sense of self and share the same core values in life.
After taking our advanced personality test, Daniel and Susan matched on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want. Sign up today at silversingles.com/meet. That's silversingles.com/meet.
8 actors representing true customer testimonials. Names have been changed.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by...
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at NewFem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's NUFEMME.com. Embrace the new you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what are the Raiders going to do now? This is getting serious. And by the way, contemplating a future with or without Derek Carr, that seems to be the big question today. On what feels like a Monday, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, I know, has been following this story, and what do the Raiders do now?
It's a good question. When you look at the entire body of work of quarterback Derek Carr, I mean, off the field, the guy has been golden. He's been a high character guy. He's been a rah-rah guy. He's been loyal to the Raiders And this is, what, his ninth season. A lot of good stuff there. But at the same time, you have to say, man, these interceptions late in games when the game is on the line in the red zone, it happens too frequently, I think, for a lot of people. And that's why there was an article in the RJ, Graney's article, and then basically intimating the same thing that I am saying right now, that they have to take a good hard look at the future of the organization. Obviously, it's just one position, but it is the most important position. And again, no playoff wins. They've made the playoffs a few times with Derek Carr, but after nine seasons, no playoff wins, you really have to take a deep look and look at possible alternatives, like maybe Baker Mayfield is an alternative there in L.A. if Matthew Stafford decides to come back. Or you have some other, Jimmy Garoppolo, there's another opportunity. Heck, Tom Brady is going to be a free agent after this year. Do you go in that direction? So there's a lot of things that that people need to talk about, and obviously we know the relationship that Josh McDaniels has with Tom Brady. It would be interesting to see if that would happen.
I remember 2 or 3 years ago, we were asking the same question of about Derek Carr. Is he the real deal? Is he a budding superstar? Is he going to be an elite quarterback? And we kind of answered it in the affirmative, you know. And then you got to ask the question, well, why are we still asking that question?
He is the way I see it, and being a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and I see Joe Burrow's impact on the team. Before that, they had Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton was a very similar type quarterback with the same type of history, making it to the playoffs, but can't get over the hump and win a playoff game. Dalton did that for 5 consecutive years and just couldn't win in the playoffs, and they decided to go in another direction. Little different circumstance here, but there are some similarities. And when I look at Derek Carr, like I say, he probably has a future still in the league. Is it with the Raiders? Do you go back for a 10th time and expect different results? And I think there's a lot of questions that are being asked right now.
So what do the Raiders play for now?
Well, obviously, there are a lot of guys on the team. Josh Jacobs is another guy that doesn't have a contract next year.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's a guy that is leading the NFL in rushing and has most of the season. So he's going to have some people that are going to be interested in him. But what we've noticed over the past 20 years, especially, Kevin, is in the running back position, it's like plug and play. You get a guy that's undrafted out of a small school you've never heard of, and he comes in and he runs for 102 yards in his first game. So that point is, the running back position seems to be the easiest to replace at the National Football League level. But he's an elite running back right now. Are you willing to pay a little extra money for that elite back as opposed to an average back that's on a rookie contract? And again, a lot of teams are out there contemplating that very thing, and you got to figure there's got to be at least 2, 3, or 4 suitors for Josh Jacobs.
Wow. Well, we will find out. We will be talking more about this as we go along. Obviously, in these final weeks of the regular season, there's not much to play for, except you got players that are going to be playing for next year. Are they still going to be around next year? Derek Carr says he wants to be around, but do the Raiders want him to be around? Again, if Josh McDaniels' career is on the line, it may be that it's not going to be with Derek Carr. It just might not be. More with Gentleman Jim coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up at the top of the hour, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills, and don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Over the last few days, there's been a great debate going, not between Democrats and Republicans, but between Republicans and Republicans on the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. And to be honest, I don't know how this is going to end up. You got Kevin McCarthy. You got Mitch McConnell. On one side, you've got Trump and a lot of other people on the other side. Dick Morris was on with Rob Schmidt last night on, on Newsmax, and was talking about the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. He says that this could ultimately help Donald J. Trump. Listen to this.
You know, I would love to understand the mentality of the 17 Republicans in the Senate that went along with this thing.
But you need more information. You need to find out how they're benefiting personally, financially, from the earmarks that are in it. This is an aircraft carrier, and you can't look at it as a boat without looking at the planes on it. And the whole point of the carrier is to take these earmarks across the finish line and use them to buy the votes of people that are retiring, probably related to their new professions, maybe as lobbyists, but it's corrupt, whatever it is.
It's so despicable that that's really how it works. And that's the first thing I thought was when I learned how expensive the budget was going to be for the next year, you start to realize that it doesn't really matter what party you're in. In that way, it does feel like a uniparty because they all want as much money as they can possibly get for government and for everything else that they want.
My point politically, Rob, is that this opens up two gigantic running lanes to Trump to get him clear to 2024. One lane is the issue of the earmarks and McConnell jamming this through with no power over the debt limit.
Yeah.
And those who support him are kind of McConnell and those who oppose him are Trump. And they're going to be the forces that will oppose each other in the primary of 24 for Senate and maybe for president. And DeSantis is kind of left out of it. But this has sparked such outrage among Republicans, such anger among conservatives, that Trump's stand against McConnell becomes very relevant. The second running lane is, of course, the Twitter files, where Trump literally can come back and say, look, I told you this election was stolen and rigged, and now I'll tell you exactly how. The FBI stopped the Hunter Biden laptop from being released.
Yep.
And we never knew that they were in bed with the Communist Party in China. Had we known that, this guy never would have been elected. And that's how this election was rigged. And I'm the victim, and along with the Constitution. And that lane of victimization, I'm talking about how he's been forced out of the victory, by this. And on the other hand, McConnell robbing the Republicans of their right to control spending.
Yeah.
I think those combine to give Trump incredible issues as we approach the 24 election. And DeSantis, for that matter, has no place to stand on either of those. In fact, he took $300 million of earmarks for Florida.
For Florida, and for the hurricane, yeah. Yeah.
No, not for the hurricane. Just normal aid to Pinellas County and other stuff. They need a new sewer system. They need a new road. They wanted $2 million for raises for their people. And he got $300 million in this bill.
That's Dick Morris last night on Newsmax. And he's right. This is going to be a major, major issue going forward. It may not last till 2024, but I'm going to tell you there are some legislators, some that are name brand Republican, that are going to have some answering to do. And maybe it's good that they're going home for the course of the next couple of, next week or so. They're back in on January 3rd. And that maybe, just maybe, they're going to have some, as we used to say, some explaining to do. I mean, this is something where people are PO'd. They really honestly are. And I got to admit, you know, this is something that's been going on for a long time, but it should have stopped. And we had a chance to stop it, and we did not. That's wrong. Whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, Save the Whales Party, doesn't matter. It does not matter. What they did late last week was wrong on so many levels. It's incredibly wrong, and it's something that we got to correct. And we got to begin today, not a year from today or 2 years from today or 2024. We got to correct that now, right now. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root, he'll have something to say about $1.7 trillion, the omnibus package. Oh, I'll bet you he'll have something to say on that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the things that I find fascinating about politics is that even after somebody wins a congressional race, there are people still trying to undo that race. So it is with George Santos, a congressman-elect from New York State. He is from Long Island. And he has finally, after, I don't know why he let this thing simmer as much as he did, But after 6 weeks or whatever it's been, he has now admitted that he embellished on his resume. Can I ask, by a show of hands, if you're driving, just give me a nod of the head. Keep your hands on the steering wheel.